The first step is to survive. There's a Warren Buffett truism regarding investing. To make money, you must first survive. This is self-evident logic and thus easy to overlook. But let's take a beat to look into it and see how this translates into a certain kind of value that you as coach can easily provide for us clients. If you get wiped out as an investor, i.e. you've lost everything, obviously that's it. It's game over. You still have to be in the game in order to have chances to win at that game. And same as in business. Outsurviving your competitors is an oddly effective strategy. And it's the same deal with goals and ambitions, with whatever plans for action. All of these are ideas. Ideas which are apt to be generated during our coaching sessions with you. The first step to succeeding with any such idea is for those ideas to simply survive. Said another way for you as coach helping us clients, if we have a game to play, keeping it in existence is a surprisingly effective way for us to get a leg up. Will the ideas surrounding our ambitions survive? Well, it is far easier to talk than to actually do. So it is naive to assume the survival of practically any ambitious idea. This is as much the case when casually throwing around ideas with a friend as it is with a client doing creative work with you. In either scenario, non-survival is that talk turning out to have been idle spitballing and nothing more. A forgotten notion, never revisited and certainly not acted upon. I've done this from time to time in my coaching calls. How about you? Neither you nor the speaker will know this at the time, of course. And in fact, as coach, it's practically your job to be encouraging, and thus relate to us clients as being totally serious when we speak bold futures into existence. When it feels like idle talk, to a friend, you can lovingly say, yeah, you're full of it, you're never actually going to do that. But as a coach, you're less likely to call out what is probable BS. Can you imagine a coach who did? That would be refreshingly frank, but that's an essay for another day. Whether credible or not, the survival of an idea is something you can trivially help us with. Just write it down. Just set us some reminders. Just ask about it weeks later to see how it's going. Just have it staring us in the face in some way, reliably and regularly, as the days, weeks, and even months go on. Doing any of these things, will regularly turn a merely good idea into something that we'll actually execute on. Why do we need this help? Because we all super overestimate how memorable a good idea is gonna be. That if we have that magical moment of epiphany, we're sure that we'll definitely remember it and take according action. That if we have a super compelling future of who we want to be and where we want to go, we'll totally remember that that's what we want and to take strides toward it. Nope. Most coaches go along with these assumptions, just as we have them, and blithely leave it all up to us. The A students of coaching will, of course, reliably execute, but the rest of us, motivated mere mortals? Less likely. You can do us a huge favor by giving us a little help. You can compensate for that overestimation that we typically do. Simply help our ideas to survive. Because the first step is to survive.